Today is the 12th of July, 2017, and you join us for the midweek service of the Pineville House Fellowship. We're reminded that where two or three are gathered together, he said, there will I be in the midst of them. And you don't have to go to a mega church with all the trimmings to have fellowship. And as our society begins to become more and more debauched, I think that probably the true Christians are going to end up worshiping in little fellowships, and probably not openly in public places, because they're going to be maligned. And I noticed today there's a website now that is attacking the American Center for Law and Justice for representing Larry Phillips' case. It's just not my case. It's lots of cases. The different, in fact, the title of it is 10 Things You Need to Know About the American Center for Law and Justice. And it's this homosexual website that is showing all of American Center for Law and Justice's cases regarding coming against the homosexual lifestyle. So they're being attacked as well. Anyway, do we have a selection? Okay, the first one Mark would like to sing is page 30, Psalm 22F, in the Psalter. Mark, you want to start that?
Lord, my God, oh, why have you in my distress forsaken me? Twice was I so far from heaven and from thy agonizing plea. All day, my God, I sigh in vain. By night that no relief I gain, but still you are the Holy One. In Israel's praise your dwelling place, our fathers put their trust in you. They trusted and you rescued in you. They cried, deliverance came. They trusted and were free from sin. Reproached them in by all despise. A woman, not a man in love. All those that see me laugh in scorn. They shake their heads and mockingly cry. He trusts the Lord, let him deep in. And save him if he is his friend. You took me safely from the womb, gave faith on my mother's breast. From birth to heaven on your care, you are my God, and you I rest. Be not far off, for grief is near. There's none on whom I can rely.
Okay, the next one is page 31, Psalm 22G.
Passers of doors that run now wide, my cruel foes about me throng. They bellow and they compass me, like bows of Bashan, fierce and strong. Those open wide their mouth to slay, like lions roaring for their prey. My life's like water is poured out, my bones with every joint apart. Like crackling parts, my strength is dried. In me like melted wax my heart, my tongue and jaws together clean. My soul to dust doth death you bring. Like dogs the wicked compass me, and they that pierce my hands and feet. I now can number all my bones, with bloody stares all eyes me break. My clothes alone it may divide, and on my robe with dice decide. But be not far from me, O Lord, haste, O my strength, give help to me. My soul deliver from the sword, my life from dogs and lions free. Though my sharp horns are nearly rent, you have to me your answer sent.
Okay, well, let's sing 384 before we go over to the other part of our service.
Let joy or sorrow be my portion, pain or rest. Jesus guides me and directs me, and his way is always best. Jesus knows,
Jesus knows,
Jesus knows,
Jesus knows
all the way,
all the way
my feet must go,
my feet must go.
Jesus knows,
Jesus knows,
Jesus knows,
Jesus knows,
here I trust,
here my trust,
he loves me so. I would never choose my pathway, but in faith would walk with him, trusting ever and believing if the skies are bright or dim. Jesus sees this heavy heart, I am toiling on life's road, and with love he lifts the shadows that obscure is blessed above. Jesus calls me to be faithful, to be helpful as I roam. And when trials and tears are ended, he will bid his child come home. Jesus knows,
Jesus knows,
Jesus knows,
Jesus knows
all the way,
all the way
my feet must go,
feet must go.
Jesus knows,
Jesus knows,
Jesus knows,
Jesus knows,
him I trust,
him I trust,
he loves me so. Okay, well, tonight we're going to look at a passage of scripture in the 104th Psalm. We're not going to read the whole psalm, but we're going to look at some of the passages in the 104th Psalm tonight, make a few comments about it. The psalm begins with, "Bless the Lord, O my soul. O Lord my God, thou art very great. Thou art clothed with honor and majesty, who coverest thyself with light as with a garment, who stretcheth out the heavens like a curtain,
who layeth the beams of his chambers in the waters, who maketh the clouds his chariot, who walketh upon the wings of the wind, who maketh his angels spirits, his ministers of flaming fire, who laid the foundations of the earth that it should not be removed forever. Thou coverest it with a deep as with a garment. The water stood above the mountains. At thy rebuke they fled, at the voice of thy thunder they hasted away. They go up by the mountains, they go down by the valleys, into the place which thou hast founded for them. Thou hast set a bound that they may not pass over, that they turn not again to cover the earth. He sendeth the springs into the valleys which run among the hills. They give drink to every beast of the field, the wild asses quench their thirst. By them shall the fowls of the heaven have their habitation, which sing among the branches. He watereth the hills from his chambers. The earth is satisfied with the fruit of thy works. He causeth the grass to grow for the cattle, and herb for the service of man, that he may bring forth food out of the earth, and wine that maketh glad the heart of man, and oil to make his face to shine, and bread which strengtheneth man's heart. Well, I'm not going to finish this, but down in 24, he kind of gives an exclamation point about the whole psalm, and he says, O Lord, how manifold are thy works, and wisdom hast thou made them all. The earth is full of thy riches. And then he says in verse 34, my meditation of him shall be sweet, I will be glad in the Lord. There's not a lot of people today that you meet on a daily basis that really is meditating on the Lord. They are so preoccupied with their work, with their school, with their children, with their shopping, with their sports activities. They don't have any time left for meditating on the Lord. One of the goals of Satan is to get us so busy that we are not into the Word of God. And he can get us preoccupied with all this other work. But we must be reminded that in John 6:29, where the work is from, where the work is from. In John 6:26, Jesus answered them and said, verily, verily, I say unto you, you seek me not because you saw the miracles, but because ye did eat of the loaves and were filled. Labor not for the meat which perisheth, but for that meat which endureth unto everlasting life, which the Son of Man shall give unto you. For him hath God the Father sealed. Then said they unto him, what shall we do that we might work the works of God? Jesus answered and said unto him, this is the work of God, that ye believe on him whom he hath sent. This is the work of God. So if we find ourselves fleeing to Christ, rejecting the things of the world, despising the evil around us, for our souls are vexed with the filthy conversation of the wicked. Then we must say that God must be working a work within us. You know. And we all waver at times. We all find ourselves veering off course. We always find ourselves preoccupied with the things of this world. He says in Hebrews, the 10th chapter, verse 22, "Let us draw near with a true heart and full assurance of faith, having our hearts sprinkled from an evil conscience and our bodies washed with pure water. Let us hold fast the profession of our faith without wavering, for he is faithful that promised. And let us consider one another to provoke unto love and to good works, not forsaking the assembling of ourselves together as the manner of some is, but exhorting one another, and so much the more as you see the day approaching." Well, you know, the only hope we have is in Christ. You know, we find ourselves faltering and failing many times. But God is faithful. That's what, when he gave us eternal life, he will never pluck, we will never be plucked out of his hand. You know. He says in the 35th verse, "Cast not away therefore your confidence, with which has great recompense and reward." He says, 38, "Now the just shall live by faith, but if any man draw back, my soul shall have no pleasure in him. But we are not of them who draw back unto perdition, but of them that believe to the saving of the soul." That's who the elect are. The ones who believe to the saving of the soul. When, you know, the believing is the work of God. So we have a great advocate, Jesus Christ, who is making intercession for us. And he will be successful in his intercession. He will be successful. He is already victorious. He's seated at the right hand of God. He is already the victorious ruling king. And so we have to realize that that he has prayed for all of his people. And he has prayed that we would be with him in John 17:24. In his prayer to the Father, he says, "Father, I will that they also whom thou hast given me be with me where I am, that they may behold my glory which thou hast given me, for thou lovest me before the foundation of the world." Then he talks about those who don't know him, the reprobates. He says, "O righteous Father, the world hath not known thee, but I have known thee, and these have known thee that thou hast sent me." And he prays, "I have declared unto them thy name, and will declare it, that the love wherewith thou hast loved me may be in them." What a prayer. And so, I'm thankful tonight that we have these promises, and we're going through trials and things. We can realize that we have eternal life, and he says that if we're his, that he will, we will never be plucked out of his hand. And he tells us in Jude, "Now unto you who," let me just find it, "unto him that is able to keep you from falling," he says, and to present you spotless. That's talking about infinality. He says in verse 24 and 25, "Now to him that is able to keep you from falling and to present you faultless before the presence of the glory with exceeding joy, to the only wise God our Savior be glory and majesty, dominion and power, both now and forever. Amen." We used to sing a song, "He is able." But the Arminians didn't really believe that he was able. Never, I couldn't understand how they could sing the song, "He is able," and then proclaim he wasn't able. The song says, "He is able, he is able. I know the Lord is able. I know the Lord is able to carry me through. For he heals the brokenhearted, and he sets the captive free. He raised the dead to life again, and he's done the same for me." But their doctrine didn't follow up with the song they were singing. 359, we'll end with this, 359. 359, "Where the soul never dies." There's no such thing as soul sleep, by the way. When we die, our soul returns to God who gave it. That's what Scripture says. "To Canaan's land I'm on my way, where the soul of man never dies. My darkest nights will turn to day, where the soul of man never dies. No saddening farewells, no tear dimmed eyes, where all is joy and love, and the soul of man never dies. A rose is blooming there for me, where the soul of man never dies. And I will spend eternity where the soul of man never dies. A love like beams across the dome, where the soul of man never dies. It shines in light the shores of home, where the soul of man never dies. My life will end in deathless sleep, where the soul of man never dies. And everlasting joys are reaped, where the soul of man never dies. I'm on my way to that fair land, where the soul of man never dies. Where there will be no parting, and the soul of man never dies. No sadness, no tear-dimmed eyes. Where all is peace and joy and the soul of man never dies. Well, I hope you have a good week, what's left of it. We will be having Talk Shoe on Monday night. Again, I haven't come up with a topic yet. But anyway, we will, the Lord being in the matter, we'll be there. Mark wants to sing another song. What do you want to sing, Mark?
360 where I'm going.
360.
Well, I like that song.
Okay, can you start that?
"Shed not a tear or your friend early by, when I am gone, when I am gone. Smile when the slow toiling bell you shall hear. Well, I am gone, weep not for me as you stand round my grave. Think who has died his beloved to save. Think of the crown all the rest and shall wear. When I am gone, shed not a tear as you are kneel in prayer. When I am gone, sing as we sung, in my grave you shall sing. When I am gone, sing to the land who on earth once was slain. Sing to the land who in heaven doth reign. Sing till the earth shall be filled with his name. When I am gone, plant you a rose that shall bloom o'er my grave. When I am gone, sing as we sung that the angels may have. When I am gone, praise ye the Lord that I'm free from all care. Praise ye the Lord that all joys you shall share. Look up on high and believe that I'm there. When I am gone.
Okay, well, hope you have a good week and God continues to bless each of us as our prayer.